The following is a Stick Boy We Talk production.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
I am the man.
If you're the man, what the rock is talking. Woo! The best there is.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the One Fall Podcast, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
Well, I don't want anyone to attend my 70th birthday.
No kidding, and we will get to that, but it's a very happy way to start this podcast. Roman Reigns came back to Monday Night Raw tonight. We were wondering and speculating what the update would be. Would it be retirement? Would it be a return? And luckily, it was a return. He is in remission. He is healthy, ready to go again. And that is fantastic news. More of just outside the ring with his wife and his family and his everything around that. Fantastic news to have Roman healthy and ready to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. This is big. This is massive. There was some thoughts that he may never wrestle again.
There was some thoughts he may die.
Yeah, like there were. It was very doom and gloom with Roman, and we weren't sure. They kept the news very quiet. He seems to be a very, 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 very private person. Mm-hmm. So with that, you had really no idea what was going on with Roman. You'd see a few pictures here and there. But he's back. He's got Superman punches and spears loaded and ready to go as we get to the road to WrestleMania. And I think he's going to be at Mania and he's going to be wrestling. So that's the biggest thing is, regardless of how you feel about Roman and regardless how you feel how he impacts the product, both positive and negative, the fact remains you're going to get to see Roman wrestle at WrestleMania. His family is going to get to see him wrestle at WrestleMania and further on, which means that he is at good enough health that he's at a point where he can wrestle. Remission is not cancer-free,
no.
But that's hopefully something that can eventually be announced down the line. But this is tremendous for them. This is tremendous for WWE and Roman, and the most important thing is his family, because even if he was only 60%, he probably wouldn't be in that ring. But the fact he's back in that ring means he's healthy, he's happy, and he can go and do what he loves. And that means...
I was just going to say, like, a lot of people think, oh, he came back really fast. You got to remember, too, like, he kind of confirmed, like, this is something I had been battling before 4 months.
Yeah, like, there had been... there's going to be rumors and speculations. It's professional wrestling, so we're going to have all of that. But the fact of the matter is, Roman's in remission. That's all that matters.
And it's a great life story. It's better than just a wrestling story. It's a great life story, and it'll be on Good Morning America to talk about it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, like this is a guy that sent shockwaves. What was it, October? And to be back now is great. I personally thought we weren't going to see him back until next year's Rumble. I thought that's when he was going to pop in, but the fact that he's early is all the more better, because that means he's good to go.
Do you think they had any consideration in their mind of putting him in the Rumble this year, but just kind of realized it's better for him to do the speech and whatnot?
Yeah, I think for how everything played out, I think he was probably getting close, but I don't think he wanted to push it. I think they wanted to see, because cancer could come spring back just as easily, but once he got the word that he's in remission, then that means he got the green light to go, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's very good news, and I mean, obviously they've kind of been missing that over the top star that we've needed.
There's been a hole on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, and he does fill it. Whatever you thought about Roman, and I think he's definitely going to come back as a babyface. I do think in time, though, some of those that want to boo him are going to boo him.
Yeah.
Because I saw some people online, respectively, be like, I am very happy for his family. I am very happy for the man himself. But I just enjoy booing Roman Reigns. And I'm like, that's fine. If you want to boo him, you pay a ticket, you can do whatever you want to. It's kind of hard to boo someone that's a cancer survivor like this. But he will see the boo birds. I didn't think the pop myself was overwhelming
tonight. I thought it was a decent pop. I thought it was a decent pop. But it was
fine. It was fine. It wasn't overwhelming.
I think as time goes, it's going to be interesting because the story came out that before they got to the Greatest Royal Rumble, that Roman was told WWE that he did not want to go to Saudi Arabia.
Did he?
Yeah, that's a news article floating around right now that he said no to Saudi. So, I mean, if you want to win, just being a decent human being seems to win you points with wrestling fans, which makes a lot of sense.
So that makes three now. That makes probably three of the biggest stars in your company.
Yeah.
Bryan, Cena, and now Roman.
Yeah, well, Cena's more because of Cena brand.
But still, Bryan, not shocker. I wonder when we get to May now, what the deal with Roman for that will be. When we get to the next Saudi show in May, what his tone will be for that show.
Well, because I think the last Saudi show was different because of the murdered journalist and everything that came with that.
Yeah.
I think this next one is going to be different. But I mean, I don't see Bryan going. I don't think Bryan's going to go.
I don't think Bryan will be champion though by then, but no. I still don't think he's going to go.
No, I don't think Bryan's going to go. I think there may be a few other people. I think now it's going to be very interesting how Saudi is handed now that you've got AEW, and it seems like more and more people are speaking up and standing up to Vince.
Yeah, and I mean, he got a bombardment tonight. Like, he really kind of got – Raw felt fresher than it normally has, and we'll get to the reason why, but really sticking on Roman now, we kind of look at – the other picture, the wrestling picture, now that he's back in, my guess is with what happened with the Shield tonight is that they're just going to kind of pick up where they left off and get the Shield back together and kind of have this whole story with Dino and just do this match in some form against Bobby McIntyre and fill in the blank.
Yeah, it's... Obviously, so Roman's throwing Superman punches and spears, so that's another great sign. That means that the guy is ready to go to work, and he's absolutely there to go to work. Absolutely picking up where the Shield left off. We thought that the last time we were going to see the Shield together was when Roman announced that he had to let go of the Universal title.
And then Dean Ambrose turned on him.
Yeah. So I imagine that's probably where they're going to go with Dean versus Roman at Mania, and that'll be Dean's swan song before he leaves the company, which I think is
My question is, if with Roman back, do you still think Dean will leave now that one of his best friends is back and his travel buddy's back?
Yeah, I think he's gone. I still think he's gone. There's one person can only make so much difference. I think internally Dean has to go find his way again wrestling wise or find something. I mean, I'm just speculating, but I think he's looking to leave just to spread his wings a bit. But I mean, with Dean gone, but Roman's now there to fill a spot, this is great. Like, I'm sure in 6 months we'll be kind of like, oh, Roman's back in the main event again.
Yeah, I do think that I do think we're going to kind of go back into a mold of where Roman is. I mean, the NXT guys were on Raw tonight, but they seemed very forgettable.
Yeah, wasn't it only
Ciampa? Well, Osprey, Ricochet, and Black beat the tag champs. They beat Revival.
Yeah.
And then Gargano came out with Michaels, and then Ciampa was just on the ramp for the Flair thing. So I guess they're on the main roster.
Well,
and they have a match on SmackDown tomorrow, so they're main roster now.
Yeah, I think they're main roster, but I also think that they're going to wrap up NXT.
I think they're doing both. It's just they're on both.
Well, based on some spoilers and things I've seen, I'm wondering if how they're going to work it with the NXT title. But I mean, you tape the nice thing with NXT is you have those tapings. Like three times a month where you have to be down there. So, I mean, spoiler alert, if you want to skip past this, then please do. skip ahead until you hear us talking about something else. But spoiler, again, it seems like we're going to get Johnny versus Ciampa for the title, because that's how the Dusty Rhodes Classic ended. Johnny grabbed the title and was kind of standing over Ciampa being like, this is what I want, and raising the title. I could see Johnny doing double duty until I don't see Johnny having successful title defense. I think this will be, I feel like Johnny's title win potentially in New York will be kind of that token. Here you go. You did such great things for us when we didn't expect you to be at this level. This is just an appreciation of everything you did for NXT. And you can do this.
Well, I guess we didn't report. Did we report why they came up? We did that in the last podcast last week, did we not?
Yeah. And now that opens up the question about the main event. Well, one of the main events for WrestleMania, if Seth's not good. But Seth kind of took some bumps. Did he take some bumps? I'm trying to
remember. He did a curb stomp.
Yeah, so.
And it sounds like they're doing the Shield match, because that was kind of leaked on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Shield would be in action in Fastlane. So I'm sure Seth is fine. But, I mean, that's why he called up the NXT people. And maybe that's why he freaked out and brought Roman back a little earlier. Maybe the plan wasn't to bring Roman back till after Mania.
Maybe. This is absolutely.
I can tell you right now, I'm happy to see Roman back. But I swear to God, if it's Roman and Brock again.
Yeah, I think they would be foolish to go back down that rabbit hole.
I mean, I think the idea at SummerSlam, I think the idea will be Seth and Roman. That would be my best guess. But that, and see, again, I'm just kind of like, here we go again, Roman in the title picture. It's like a give and take. I'm very happy to have Roman back, and it was great to see him do Superman punches and spears and everything. But everything on Raw felt so much more open.
Yeah.
And now it's like, that window going into the title picture again. Okay.
That window is definitely slammed shut.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that they're not going to push Roman. I mean, arguably they should be pushing Roman. They should be pushing Roman. But it's going to be interesting to see how it's handled moving forward, because that's the big thing. And as we've learned with this company, we can't really put a lot of faith in
Roman. And like we said, he was missed. Like a personality like Roman, you really realize how important Roman is and why Vince does have it to a degree, because Roman just had it. He had the ultra superstar quality. We did an Oscar podcast today, and we kind of talked about the one thing missing from the Oscars is they didn't have the names that really pop off, the Leos, the Denzels, and the Oscars didn't feel as special without those big names, right? And the ratings went up a little bit, but you didn't have those names that pop off the screen, and that was kind of a complaint today from some people that didn't tune into the Oscars. And from Raw, well, there was some really good talent. Roman comes back on tonight, and other names we're going to talk about is like pop, 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 pop with your eyes.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a problem, and Roman brings that. It does kind of, in a way, be like, oh, well, Roman's just – you just think of Roman, and you're right back to the Universal title picture with him. He's just right back in there, and that's like the only thing you can think of. But we know he can put on good matches. And I will say the one thing for Roman – that it's been a lot of chase, and he has not had his Hogan Cena title run yet. The lengthy title run. He has yet to have that title run.
Yeah, every time he gets the title, something trips up.
Yeah.
Something happens. Wow. He's not had a lengthy run at all.
No, because this Universal one was supposed to be the one that got delayed and delayed and delayed. And then obviously the unfortunate deal with the leukemia.
Then the one he got. He got popped for a banned substance.
Yeah, and they took lost the title there.
Yeah.
That was the other one. Lost to Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus cashed in because he's only had it three times, right? Three or four.
Yeah, three or four, somewhere around there.
Yes, but he's never had – I think the most he's had is like 4 months. Then he had like – he was like super sick a few years ago.
Yeah, because he had to miss TLC. For that.
So he's had these road bumps along the way. So I think the one thing is like, yeah, Roman's back in the title picture, but he has yet to have that title reign that you've put, like, because, you know, Hogan has his and Cena has his and Hunter has his and Batista and Orton and Edge. The guys all have the like that lengthy title run that you remember about them that made them one of the great WWE champions, Bret as well, Michaels, and Roman hasn't had the opportunity because he keeps on having something in his way. So I think finally Roman's going to get the opportunity to have that lengthy title run.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this is coming, and this will, that Roman will definitely be main eventing next year's Mania. It won't be this year.
I would do this. I'd do it on SmackDown on Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have to agree. If they can wait that long, I don't know, but that's what I would do.
I feel like you almost have to have him chase.
Yeah, chase for sure.
For the rest of this year. Don't let him win until next year.
You can do, like, him and – I'm assuming it's him and Dean. If not, it's going to be one of the McIntyre-Lashley type of guys. It could be him and McIntyre.
Yeah.
And then Backlash, you could do whatever. And then after Backlash, that's when it'll get interesting. Because I don't know what the feud for Seth will be before that.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
Because we don't know what the Superstar Shake-Up's going to be like. I don't know if they're going to have Seth face, like, Ciampa right away or something, right? I don't know if he's going to face Sammy, if he's going to face Lashley. I don't know what the idea for... And for all I know, this is all a moot point, and Brock's going to win.
Yep. That's a very real possibility.
Yeah. So, it's the bottom line is, it's really good to have Roman back. He looks skinnier, but he looks at a much... He looks in really good shape.
Yep.
It was a really emotional speech, and he also had this charisma that I think we had been searching for Roman to have for a while, that Vince had been looking for him to have for a while, and it is a weird reset button on Roman.
I think the character of Roman Reigns needed to go away for a while, not the way that it happened, obviously, yeah. But I think Roman going away was the best thing that could have happened for his character wrestling-wise.
Well, now he's a bigger star. Like, you see today, like, he's on Sports Illustrated's covering this story, and he'll be on GMA tomorrow. He got to do that movie with The Rock, which will do really good this summer. So his profile overall is just going to go through the moon. Who he faces at Mania, my guess would probably be Dean, be my best guess. Unless they throw him into that match with Seth.
It's possible. It's absolutely possible.
Like, what else do you see? So I guess we're going to assume something with Dean, possibly. And that's how Dean leaves the company. Possibly throw into that match with Brock and Seth.
Well, I mean, you talk about, it's very interesting how Seth and Roman came out to save Dean, and they didn't go near Dean. So I think that I don't think the Shield's going to win their match at Fastlane. I think Dean's going to cost them it in some way, either walking out or something, and that'll be the catch that Roman chases. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Is there anything else you can see? Do you think there's any chance of Cena?
No. That's beating a dead horse. And you really want Roman to face a more bigger heel, almost, because you want...
You have the Dean tie-in from what Dean did the night that he announced that he was leaving for a while.
Yeah. So you've got that built in already.
They did tease some Corbin stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. And if you want to cool Roman Reigns off, that's the fastest way to do it.
I mean, they could just have Dean and Corbin at Mania and just have Roman just job, like Corbin just job out to him.
Just quick matches. Maybe he needs to have quick matches. Maybe he's not all... Maybe there is some...
Goldberg, man. Goldberg him out. Yeah. Because he has a Goldberg type of moonset. And Roman's a much better... is a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong. But it's that old analogy that Bischoff used to say. Goldberg would come out. He'd spit fire. He'd hit you. He'd hit you again. He'd hit you one more time. Spear, jackhammer, done. And that's what Roman should be doing. Comes out. Superman punch to the ground. Comes out. Hit you. Superman punch. Spear, done.
That only lasts for so long, especially for your top guy.
I know, but just build him back up that way. Not that he needs to be built up. He is the top guy in the company right now again.
Yeah, he slots in, and he feels like he is the main guy of your company.
Yeah, he does. And like I said, I feel like I'm saying this over and again, but Roman just feels – he just feels over. He just feels like a rejuvenated guy. And so, again, very happy to have Roman back, and I guess we'll see what's in the future for him.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting where the next logical step is.
All right, well, let's talk about the women. Two really interesting things that happened with the women. Let's get to the smaller one before we get to the bigger one really quick here. Because this one will go really. Bayley pins Nia clean.
Yeah, so that means that they're winning the titles on the 10th.
Could be. I mean, it depends when Sasha and Bayley are on that taping of NXT.
Yeah.
Oh. Because yeah. That's something to keep in mind, right?
That's
because they have the titles. They come out with the titles. So when did that happen?
That's a very good point.
It has to happen in the next 2 weeks. If not, then that would make no logical sense.
You make it sound like it's surprising that the things in WWE don't make
NXT, that. NXT makes logical sense, though. I don't think I trust what NXT has.
Yeah, I do as well.
So I don't know. I just thought they were going to really protect Nia after the Rumble situation.
Yeah. And
she loses, like, it was like Sasha didn't interfere or anything. It was just a clean win by Bayley.
It's weird. I mean, you got to build up those tag team champs. So it's the right call, but it is weird.
It is weird. So yeah, that was just a smaller thing. The bigger thing for the women was Becky came out again. Really good pull apart they did tonight.
Yep.
Becky looks great. The Stone Cold parallels are hard to ignore. She gets handcuffed. She gets arrested. And then Ronda did one of the best segments she's done. And Steph, too.
Steph does good stuff.
I will give Steph her credit.
I thought that was a good segment. I don't think it was blow you away. It was serviceable, and it got you to the next logical spot.
Yeah, I like the acting from both of them. And I thought Steph was good in it, too. Like, when Steph's good, I'll give Steph credit. I like the idea of putting the title, like, not giving the fight meaning more than the title for Ronda. I like that idea for her.
I don't know, because this is a new title, dude. I know it's WWE, and I know titles don't matter, but I feel like that should be the target for everyone to aspire to, and if you have the title, then you should do everything in your power to hold on to it.
I agree, but this is the situation where Ronda wants to get her hands on Becky so bad, that's all that matters. A title doesn't matter to her, it's just the fight, which I like that idea of that.
I don't know, I'm not totally sold on that. But it, like I said, it's still a good angle. It's still getting you, obviously, to the logical point where Charlotte will tap out both Becky and Ronda in 30 seconds, and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought for sure we would see something with Charlotte because of the Flair stuff, but obviously that was going in a different direction.
I thought Becky was going to attack Rick. I thought that's where they were going.
Right. Yeah, that could have been a way they could have gone as well. So that's the latest segment. I guess Charlotte will. I don't expect anything from Becky tomorrow. Do you?
No, I don't think so.
Possibly Ronda on SmackDown.
Maybe.
So there's that, and then Flair's birthday party. We got the big dog tonight back, but we also got Big Dave back.
Yeah, the animal is unleashed. Flair, this is probably Flair's last angle he'll ever really run.
Probably.
I'm disappointed that Flair wasn't bleeding. That was a big letdown for me. I thought for sure Dave was going to be dragging him out, and the first thing I looked at is like, is Flair bleed? No, Flair's not bleeding. I thought for sure we would see him covered in blood already.
Yeah. Very simple like promo by Dave too.
The one thing I will say I absolutely loved is they had camera A sitting there. They expected Flair to come out and do the strutting, and then Dave drags his own cameraman. I thought that was an excellent, excellent, excellent little touch to have, where it doesn't feel like, oh, we got a camera sitting there. There was camera A that was getting ready for Flair to come out for the for his styling and profiling to do the walkout. And then Dave brought his own personal camera to show off what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So another bucket list performer for Joel.
Yeah, I get to see him live. And the best part, for at least for everybody else that gets does not get to see it live, is we have, 6 weeks of heel Batista promos?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. And because Dave's always said when he comes back, he's coming back all the way. It's not.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what his deal is. There's been no confirmation on if Dave's just going to do sporadic appearances or if this, or if he's going all in. I could see him being all in, pun intended. I think this is going to be good. This is going to be good. He's got heat on him already. It's going to be weird because this will be the first time in a while where Hunter's the babyface. I think the last time he was the babyface was Brock when he faced Brock at Mania.
And that didn't work very well.
No. So I think this one's going to be a lot better. And I got to ask you, is this Batista's last match?
I mean, again, like you said, it depends what the deal is. Like, is this just coming to do this? Because I'm assuming so, because he's in Dune.
Yeah.
Which I don't know when Dune is going to start, but I'm assuming it's soon. I'm just checking right now. So Dune's out. Dune will come out next year.
Be a good, like, I mean, the nice thing is do you think we're going to see any promotion for Endgame through WWE and Batista?
We don't know if Batista's in it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So, but if there's some promotion between, like, Dave just talking about, I'm part of Disney, and all those promos are going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, is he can he well, IMDb has him in Endgame. Then I can't confirm that he's in it. We can't confirm if he's in Endgame or not.
Yeah, we can't. Not until you actually see Endgame.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming, like, I'm pretty certain, and not to get too superhero, like, Tom Holland and, like, Chadwick will be in there. They're listed. But I'm not entirely sure that we'll see everybody back. But that's a different pod for a different day.
I'm not getting down that rabbit hole.
Dune is in pre-production right now. So, yeah, I assume that at least for now this is going to be a final match, because Dune will take, if anyone doesn't know the story of Dune, it was kind of the what Star Wars would have been before Star Wars happened. They just did it first, and then Dune got made after, and it kind of became a cult classic, and now they're remaking it with Denis Villeneuve taking over with it. Cast is loaded, and Dave happens to be on it. So that will – it'll probably do up to Mania, and then I guess he'll be gone to do Dune. So maybe, yeah, it is his last match.
That's cool. That's cool, and we've heard that he's always wanted to wrestle Hunter in his last match, and
him or Titus.
Oh, I think they made the right choice.
Maybe he'll get his. He'll probably do a TV match against Titus.
It'll probably be a school. Yeah, I could see it.
It's just he can just get his Titus match in.
There you go. Everything's all done and checked off.
But it was a very good and clean segment with Batista. Like you said, every little touch was good. I'm just really excited. I think the idea now that I get heel Brian promos on SmackDown and I get heel Batista promos on Raw, it's very nice.
Yeah, who would imagine we'd be getting this like a year ago?
And this Mania card now is stacked.
It's getting there.
We don't know who Brian's facing, although the rumors are starting to be that it's KO, which is cool, great. It's going to be a good match. I think in the hype of everything, that match is going to get lost very fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of like a sleeper match. It's sounding like Asuka is facing either Lacey Evans or Mandy. But people, I guess they were really impressed with Mandy backstage, and so was Meltzer.
Good. You know, it's always good when these performers find their footing.
You and I have been impressed with Mandy for a while, too. Yeah. I think Mandy is, you know, like, I know, like, people are like, well, why can't the Iconics do that? I think the difference in that, and, you know, this isn't everything, but number one, yes, Mandy is gorgeous, but so are the Iconics. I think it's just because Mandy has improved. She has just gotten better and better and better. And simply put, not to be a dick, but the Iconics have not gotten better in the ring. Promos are fantastic, but in the ring, have they gotten better? No. Mandy has gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, you can trust Mandy Rose, and she has the little intricacies. She had those down in the ring, and now she's actually becoming a good wrestler in the ring.
And that's exactly what you wanted. She got a lot of comparisons to Trish as she started. Like, they thought she could definitely find her footing and be comparable to Trish Stratus.
I would prefer Asuka and Mandy, personally, because I don't think Lacey Evans is very good. So we'll see where that goes. And then, obviously, we have the world title, whatever that's going to be. Now we have Roman. We got to figure out what he's going to be. We have Hunter and Dave. We don't know where Cena's going.
No, we don't.
We don't know where Kurt's going.
This is
Kurt's going to have something.
This is fun.
Like, we don't know if Taker is going to be there for sure, but we're assuming. And, you know, there's always a lingering question of Rocky.
Yeah.
Who was rumored to be there today, but didn't show up.
He must have been busy.
His mom was there. Well, I think he was probably shooting Jumanji late. So, yeah. And I think if you would have put The Rock into the show at some point, like, because some people are like, well, why didn't The Rock come out for Flair's birthday? It's like, you can't have The Rock just come out and be in the ring and then have Batista backstage.
Yeah.
He takes away from that segment because everyone's going to focus on Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was a very star-studded Raw, and Mania is looking like a really good Mania. Obviously, you said TakeOver's looking good, Tokyo Dome's looking interesting. I think a very interesting part of this is who one of, if not the head writer of tonight's Raw was, Joel.
Yeah, who was it, Josh?
Well, he has something to wrestle with. Bruce Pritchard's back.
Gotta go back to the old well, I guess.
I'm not gonna give it full credit to Bruce Pritchard, because you had the return of Roman Reigns and you had Dave Bautista. It was pretty hard to mess this show up.
Yeah, it would take a fair bit to screw this one up.
Like in between, it's not like in between the show was like unbelievable. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I as happy as I was to see Ricochet and Black win, I don't understand having the Revival just lose now.
But it's I don't know. I have no reason why. I mean, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
They seem to very much be protecting Sasha and Bayley, though, which I'm happy with. It was a good Raw, and it's February 25th, and you're going to WrestleMania. I'm going to be a viewer at home for WrestleMania. It does get you excited for what this Mania is going to be. It is going to be a star-studded show. And again, we don't know what John Cena is going to even do yet.
No, we don't.
Can you even think about anything what Cena could do? I guess other than Bryan?
Bryan or McIntyre. Those are my two.
Right. And then if Taker shows up?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Taker's Hall of Fame more and more, but I wonder if Vince and him are just he took out a trademark today, by the way.
Yeah, Dead Man Podcast.
Dead Man Talking. So I don't know. I wonder if Mark Calloway's kind of trying to do his own thing.
Maybe. I mean,
it could be like this would be the first Mania in how many years that he's not there?
I can't even fathom. I can't remember the last time he was involved in some way.
2019?
Maybe.
No, that'd be 19. Yeah, that'd be 19.
Weird.
Yeah, because I think that's the last minute he wasn't at. Because 20, he came back, right?
Yeah, 20, it was the first time the Dead Man, first time in a while that the Dead
Man. WrestleMania 20 is not that. WrestleMania 20 is 14, isn't it? Or 15?
I don't know. I don't know the last. Regardless, this him not being there is gonna there's going to be an Undertaker shaped hole in WrestleMania, regardless of how he's been in ring.
Hall of Fame, I will say, is the other thing that has a hole in it, because they're just very slow on the draw on this right now.
Yes.
Like, I know they had a lot of stuff to announce tonight, but yeah, it's just we're 6 weeks away from Mania.
Yeah, 6 weeks. Yep.
We have one set of Hall of Famers in. Unless they're just gonna have DX just all do separate speeches. Like someone's gonna like the if like the New Age Outlaws go in, and then they let Sean Waltman do his own thing, and then someone for Joni speaks, and then Hunter does his own thing, and then Sean just introduces Hunter and says like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way they're going to go, but who knows?
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting how they move things forward.
So yeah, we'll see. And then on SmackDown, we have a few. Like, I mean, will R-Truth be there?
I mean, he's disappeared for like a year, hasn't he?
A month.
Oh, yeah. I misspoke. I meant a month. A month of him being gone is very. I don't know what to say anymore.
Tomorrow, Nakamura and Rusev will take on Ciampa and Gargano.
No, Johnny Wrestling is taking on the Swiss Superman.
Right, so they're taking on Ciampa. Who are they taking on then? Ricochet and Black?
Yeah.
So they're losing.
Yep.
Cool. Oh, Nakamura. This time last year was so different. It was just his birthday the other day.
Yeah, 39, I believe.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's an interesting build to Mania. The NXT call-ups last week seem... this is the thing, too. Like, do you think Vince knew last week that Roman was coming back?
No, because when they put the word out, I think they found out probably on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Because I got to think, when he went to Albert, when he went to Matt Bloom and asked about the NXT guys, I got to think if he knew about this Roman thing, he wouldn't have done this to the NXT guys.
No, I don't think so.
So now you have them up for no reason.
You can easily just scoot them back down.
You could, but now they're putting them in storylines and stuff, and I think they're going to be on Fastlane.
It could be a small little run, and then they disappear again, and not going to kill them.
Yeah, a few things to clean up, and then we'll get out of here. Your thoughts on Pritchard being back?
I think can't hurt the product, but it makes me a little nervous that you're going back to the old well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just know and get wrestling and can book it to their in their 70s. So far so good in the first little bit. Let's see where he goes from next.
And then, so we had the official release of Kenta. He's officially gone from the company. We never talked about this last week, but Ty Dillinger, he was granted his release, so best of luck to him in the indies. And then an interesting one. We had seen that TJP was released, but it turned out he was fired.
Yeah, it sounds like it was for disciplinary reasons. It sounds like he was a bit of a pain to deal with, but he seemed to handle the exit gracefully, and... You got to start trimming the fat.
Yeah, how much long is 205 around by the end of the year, Joel? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Did we talk about the tournament on the last pod? We must have.
Yes.
Because who do you think is winning the tournament?
The Dusty Road. I just want to clarify.
The Cruiserweight.
Oh, Cruiserweight tournament. Oh, we didn't talk about that. I don't know who's going to win.
I think Canales is winning it.
Yeah, I think that could make sense. I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see because obviously you want to have another good showing from 205 Live. So
there's also newcomers, too, that are in this, and I don't know who that could be. It could be Ricochet and Gargano, for all I know.
Man, they're just going to be putting them all over the place.
That Humbero,
yeah,
he could be a favorite in that. I could also see Leo Rush winning it.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good spot to throw Leo in.
So we will see. I mean, Canelis isn't really a babyface, but just the storyline they're having with, like, he comes so close to winning. It almost makes it weird that he'll just start capturing, because he lost to Cedric Alexander by a 2¾ count. So be interesting to see where that goes. But what a night, a positive night in WWE. Can't say that. Haven't been able to say that for a while. Roman is back, so that is fantastic. Just life news. And then on the wrestling side, great lineup by Ronda. Good story there. And then fantastic to see Dave Bautista back.
Yeah, all around WWE gets some nice positive check marks for me.
Yes. We'll see how long they can stay with it. But everyone, thank you for listening to the One Fall Pod. And until next time, cheers.
It's his yard.
Enjoy the day, people.
Goodbye.